From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is part two of Yishai, the Bright Fish.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yishai's class was stunned. They had traveled to the bottom of the ocean to escape the hot water temperatures above, and there was no going back. The darkness was so deep and so vast. It was like you could hear it. "Where are we?" cried Twinkle. "Welcome to the Midnight Zone," said Eleanor. In an instant, a sudden flash of colors burst into life. The water around them exploded with violet, green, turquoise, orange, every color you can imagine.
"What's with all the disco lights?" asked Big Phil.
"They're bioluminescent fish, Philip. We light up," said Eleanor proudly.
"It looks like a cross between an alien invasion and a fireworks display," exclaimed Twinkle.
The class watched as the kaleidoscope of colorful sea creatures went by. It was impossible to tell where one creature ended and the other began. But there was one thing that everyone could agree on. The Midnight Zone was out of this world.
"So, do all these fish have to eat really gross food to be colorful?" asked Big Phil.
"Just admit it. This place is totally awesome," said Zacky.
"It's totally lame. The colors are stupid. Meet Big Phil, everyone. The super cool guy who doesn't like colors. Watch it, doofus."
Mrs. Beatrix floated by the boys and held up her fins.
"That's enough, boys. Expect detention when you get back to school."
"If there's even a school left to have detention..."
"What's the difference between Big Phil and an old rock?"
Zacky asked the group.
"What?"
Twinkle teased.
Big Phil's face flushed in anger as he waited for the punchline.
"Be careful about what you say next, Zacky."
"Not much difference at all."
Everyone laughed. Big Phil rushed toward Zacky. They tussled roughly with each other. Yishai watched as Big Phil and Zacky went head to head. He wanted to protect his friend Zacky, but he didn't quite know how.
"What are you looking at? Stinks a lot," Big Phil yelled.
"Get lost, Big Phil,"
muttered Yishai.
"Enough! Not another word. I want silent swimming from all of you."
Both Big Phil and Zacky groaned and swam off with the rest of the group. As the water turned colder, the Sunlight Zone fish began to feel the chill. Twinkle shivered loudly.
"It's so cold. I'm getting icicles on my scales.
Quit being so dramatic, chittered Zacky.
Yeshai, perhaps a little education on the temperatures of the midnight zone would do the group some good.
Yeshai cringed. He didn't want to be the center of attention, but he swam to the front of the class and steadied his voice.
Well, in the midnight zone, there's almost no sunlight, which means that it's much colder. We have to swim slow and conserve our energy down here.
If this midnight zone place is so cold, why does it even exist? Asked Big Phil.
Trust me, said Yeshai. You'll find out.
Trying to explain the midnight zone to his friends was not something Yeshai had ever planned on. His mom swooped in to help out.
Schooling is one of the ways we can stay warm down here.
Ugh, not more school, said Big Phil. Zacky rolled his eyes.
She means huddle up.
Without saying a word, Eleanor moved to the front of the group. Slowly, Yeshai's classmates assembled into a pyramid formation, with Mrs. Beatrix in the middle and Yeshai near the back, watching over everyone. But someone was missing.
Schooling is for school losers. Let's have some fun.
Phil swam in fast circles around the group, spinning and swirling in the icy waters. Just then, a light appeared in the darkness. As it drew nearer, its sparkling lights changed from fiery red to arctic blue. The mysterious creature drifted past them like a satellite dish, linking signals from outer space.
Wow!
Whoa.
That's an Atolla jellyfish. They're super friendly, Eleanor said, pointing.
They're super psychedelic, said Zacky.
We see them all the time down here. They're like guiding stars that let us know if we're heading in the right direction.
As the Atolla jellyfish dipped lower and lower, the class stared, transfixed. For Yeshai, this was just a regular part of his pretty amazing world. But the group had a long way to go before they really discovered how cold and how dark the midnight zone could really get. As they descended even further into the depths, Big Phil was still trying to impress everyone with cartwheels and spins. But he was moving slower now.
You might want to take it easy, Yeshai warned.
Says the guy who's been too shy to speak this whole school trip, Big Phil shot back.
This isn't a school trip, said Eleanor. It's an evacuation.
Big Phil did another slow-mo cartwheel to swerve Eleanor's stare. Suddenly, Eleanor's eyes widened and her mouth dropped.
Philip, do not move another inch.
The whole class breathed in sharply. An unfamiliar shape cast a dark shadow over them. It had the head of a giant black snake. Its body moved like a pair of metallic scissors cutting through the water. All of a sudden, it opened its jaws, and Yeshai saw the largest mouth that he had ever seen. The imposing creature swallowed something, but what had it taken into its belly?
Oh, that's creepy, Big Phil said.
Aw, man, he took my school bag, Zacky yelled.
And with that, the gulper eel slithered back into the darkness.
I'm so glad that's all he took, said Eleanor. gulper eels are bad news. Well, at least I won't have any homework to do anytime soon.
Mrs. Beatrix huffed. Yishai noticed angry bubbles popping around her head.
I'm getting hungry, moaned Big Phil. There's nothing to eat in this place.
The vast emptiness of their surroundings took hold. Twinkle looked around her with a confused expression.
Wait a minute. Why is there no food down here?
Just as Yishai was about to explain, his mom twirled in a circle around the group. With a sudden flick of her tail, Eleanor scooped up a piece of plankton and grabbed it tightly.
There is food. You just have to know where to look. Down here in the Midnight Zone, we do things differently.
I must say, Eleanor, I've always wanted to know why you eat that stuff, said Mrs. Beatrix.
It's because brightfish like the taste of rotten, cheesy food instead of coral, Big Phil bellowed.
That's where you're wrong, Philip. We love the taste of coral just as much as you do. But coral is the foundation of the entire ocean. Every sea creature needs it to survive. And that's why brightfish believe that the coral should be protected.
So that's why you don't eat it sometimes? Twinkle asked.
Exactly, Twinkle. Coralia is our 8-day celebration where we eat plankton instead of coral to protect the ocean.
Eleanor glanced nervously over at her son. To her surprise, Yishai was smiling back at her.
I brought some glowing green plankton for everyone to try, if you'd like.
The whole class was silent. Yishai swam over to his mom and grabbed a piece of plankton.
Does anyone want to try some?
Zaki shot his fin in the air.
I'll try it,
Zaki said. He swam to the front and had a nibble.
It's kind of good.
One by one, the students swam up to try some. Soon, everybody was nibbling on plankton.
But Big Phil didn't budge.
Are you guys serious? Do you realize how bad that smells?
It's actually pretty tasty, Twinkle nodded.
Am I the only one who remembers what happened this morning? First, a light came out of her face, then the warming alarm went off. Yishai's mom probably made it warm with her lights.
Nobody made a sound. All at once, the students began to feel a distant hum.
I mean, am I crazy? Big Phil yelled.
You should stop shouting, Phil. You're using up all of your energy. Plus, I think you've stirred something up beneath us.
The hum got louder. The rocks and sand around them began to rumble and shake.
It's not just beneath us. It's everywhere.
Oh no, said Eleanor.
The sound was coming from a fishing trawler, the most destructive machine in the ocean. These man-made fishing ships dragged huge nets across the entire ocean floor, ripping up all sea life in their wake. They were capable of turning entire coral reefs into dust, without a minute's warning to the fish who lived there. Eleanor raised her voice above the group.
Everybody, we'll have to swim as fast as we can to the surface.
We can't go there. The water will be even warmer now, said Mrs. Beatrix.
Well, we can't stay down here either. The whole sea floor is about to become a sandstorm.
Yishai looked at his mom. She really was scared. Suddenly,
He had an idea.
We could take the fast currents.
Mrs. Beatrix's eyes bulged with shock.
Zacky grinned at his friend proudly. You ride the fast currents?
Big Phil said smugly.
Prove it, Big Mouth.
Everyone, get into diamond formation.
Yishai's mother was worried, but she trusted him.
Okay, first we need to swim against the main current. We'll take a sharp turn and then it's go time.
What on earth is go time? Asked Mrs. Beatrix.
That's when it's time to enter the fast lane. They took off. Dust and dirt from the trawler blasted into their faces. Yishai's bright yellow scales illuminated the path for the rest of the group. As the trawler bulldozed its way along the ocean floor, huge chunks of rocks and debris began to kick up into their path.
We have to swim faster!
Suddenly, Yishai broke through the haze into clear water. They had reached the main current. As the others popped out of the dirt, smiles broke out over their faces. With everyone behind him, Yishai ducked his head and led the way to the fast current. Everyone whooped and laughed as they rushed past clouds of glowing plankton, surprised fish, and octopi streamers.
The fast current is pretty cool, I gotta admit, said Big Phil.
A school of dolphins rushed by, with a butterfly ray soaring behind them.
Jerry me, cried Mrs. Beatrix.
Yishai's mom swam up alongside him.
Yishai, what on earth made you take this route to school?
I guess I like doing things differently.
Look left, everyone!
A mink whale came crashing through the fast current, charging ahead like a runaway bus.
Yishai, you're gonna lead us somewhere safe soon, right?
Eleanor whispered.
I will, Mom. Promise. You really are a bright fish.
For once, he didn't mind hearing it. Just then, Yishai spotted what he'd been searching for.
When I turn right, we all turn right. Got it?
Got it.
Yishai swerved at full speed out of the current toward the secret cave. The water was so dirty he could barely see a thing.
It's now or never.
Without overthinking it, Yishai fired up his headlights so that all of his classmates could see him as clearly as the sun. Everyone stared at him in awe. Yishai swam headlong through the muddy water with his headlights leading the way. Big Phil, Zacky, Twinkle, Miss Beatrix, and finally Yishai's mom came crashing into the cave. Yishai watched as the world outside the cave was turned upside down by the humongous fishing net. He turned to face his friends. They were finally safe. When many days had passed and the dust had settled, Yishai and the group finally returned home. There was not much left to call home, but Yishai knew that together they would rebuild. And this time, he wouldn't be afraid to shine bright.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups,
Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is the second and final episode of Yishai, The Bright Fish, written by Jonathan Rhys. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer, audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie. For Wondery.